You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
We also thank God for our Bishop and First Lady. Now, John chapter 10, and specifically verses 1 through 18, are very fantastic verses. And in your spare time, you should read all of John, starting at verse 1 through verse 18. When you read these verses, MSW, the overall theme of these verses that Jesus is speaking to his disciples, it's about role and responsibility. John 10, 1 through 18, the primary thing you're going to learn when you really examine what Jesus is teaching about is the importance of knowing your role and your responsibility. What are the two things we see Jesus talking about in these verses? Help me out. Say it like you bowl like a lion. It is important, young people, for you to know in life as you grow, even if you're a young adult, you make sure that you always understand what your expected role and responsibility is in life. When you go get a job, just don't be excited about getting a job. You sit down for that interview and they ask you, do you have any questions? You say, yes. What is my role here? Can you be clear about my response, my responsibilities? When your parents allow you to drive their car, put you on their insurance, you need to be on the same page about your responsibilities when it comes to driving that car. Because even though you're getting a taste of independence, you can hurt yourself and somebody else. And so you need to be clear about, help me, your role and your responsibility. If someone is going to be called a friend, or they call you a friend, know what that means. What you expecting from me? What is my role and responsibility in this relationship or this friendship? Yeah, you don't associate or connect with anyone in life unless you are clear about your role and responsibility. Because you need to know what comes with it. I said you need to know what comes with every role and every responsibility that is put before you. When I was led of God to start in leadership, to become a minister, an elder, one of the first things I needed to know from my pastor and others, what's my role? What's the expectations that you're going to have? Because I want to be on the same page. Are you with me? Now listen, this is not only important in church, but this is important for life. If you are a young man or a young woman that can identify and implement roles and responsibilities correctly, it's going to set you apart from your peers. You need to always be able to identify and implement the proper roles and responsibilities in life. That's what makes great leaders different from average leaders. That's what sets apart elite athletes from just somebody on the team. You understand your role and you fulfill or implement your responsibilities. That's the difference between someone who goes to a job and is just a worker and someone who's in management. You understand, help me out, your role and your responsibilities. And it will make you, number one, valuable. Lord, have mercy. If you understand your role as a woman, your role as a man, and you don't allow society to confuse you about your gender role, you are valuable. Secondly, when you identify and implement roles and responsibilities in life, you're not only valuable, young people, you're dependable. Amen. Your parents can trust you when you show them that you understand your role and your responsibilities as their child. Right. Your supervisor, when you get a job, can depend on you when you identify and implement your role and responsibility. Are you with me? Even when it comes to the church, your pastor can depend on you because you know what you're supposed to be doing and you're putting it into action. It is sad when you see so many young men and young women in our day and time, they don't know who they are and what they're supposed to be doing in life. And that is what will make you a real trendsetter. When you know who you are and you put it into what? Into action. And so again, when you're reading John 10, 1 through 18, Jesus is just taking time to explain roles and responsibilities. Specifically, when we get to our two verses, in verse 4 and 5, Jesus begins to teach his disciples about the role and responsibility of a genuine shepherd and sheep. Who is he talking about in these two verses? The shepherd and the sheep. Two groups of people that Christians need to be familiar with. Two groups of people that you need to be able to not only understand for yourself, but if you get in conversation with someone, you're able to explain the role and responsibility of a shepherd and the sheep. When you're on social media and you flip past a preacher on TikTok or somebody talking about the scripture, you should be able to identify if they are giving you truth or false doctrine. Why? You understand. You have knowledge about the shepherd and the sheep. Now, in these two verses, young people, he talks about both, but he gives more information, more knowledge, more truth about the sheep more so than the shepherd. But he deals with both of them. And this morning, we're going to look at both of them. Y'all ready? All right. So first, Jesus in verse 4 talks about the role and the responsibility of the shepherd. Now, when you study scripture, young people, you find out that there are numerous or various types of shepherds. But today I want to deal with real quick just two that are noteworthy that young adults need to be familiar with. Are you with me? All right. Two types of shepherds. Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 4. 1 Peter 5 and 4. Peter says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade." The first type shepherd, if you're paying attention, is what in this verse? The chief shepherd. What's the first type of shepherd? The chief shepherd. The Lord is the chief shepherd. Our God, Jesus, he is the chief shepherd. He's the good shepherd. He's the master. He's the one we were singing to this morning. He's the one that we were giving praise to. He is the chief shepherd. If you are born again, the Lord is your shepherd. That's what David said in Psalm 23 and 1. He said, "The Lord is my helpmeet. He's my shepherd. He's my Lord. He's my master." He's the one that looks over, as Peter later says, my soul. Peter talks about how the shepherd oversees our life or our soul. He makes sure that we have life and have it more abundantly. He's the one that cares for us, and so we can cast all of our cares on him. Oh God, I'm glad I got a shepherd and his name is Jesus. The second type shepherd is found in Jeremiah 3:15. Now, the Lord used Jeremiah to say, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with helpmeet, knowledge," and what? So you have the chief shepherd, which is Jesus. But then the chief shepherd gives churches shepherds. He said, I'm not going to come down physically and shepherd all y'all because I'm on the throne. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you shepherds according to my heart. The second type shepherd are shepherds that are given. Pastors that are given. They're gifts to the church. Your shepherd or your pastor, which is also considered a term you may hear from time to time, an under shepherd. They are given to the church, notice, according to this verse, to feed us with two things. With what? Knowledge and understanding. The chief shepherd is Jesus, but then he's going to give shepherds to the church, under shepherds. And we're going to come before them often, whether it be weekly, twice a week, and they're just going to constantly feed us with knowledge and understanding. Now, back in John, y'all go back to John. How many understand what a shepherd is? Well, I'm explaining a little bit more. But how many understand how many types of shepherd we talked about this morning? How many? Two. What are they? The chief shepherds and shepherds that are what? Given or gifts to the church. Back in John 10 and 4. Notice what Jesus identifies the shepherd to do. He says, "And when he brings out his own sheep, he," or the shepherd, "goes before them." The shepherd, role and responsibility, according to this verse, first of all, is to guide. Y'all, sheep, come on over here. Stay right here. Don't go over there. Come over here. Hey, y'all, it's time for us to go over there. Come on. Follow me. Let's go over there. And the sheep, according to this, they come out behind the shepherd. Do y'all see it? The shepherd guides. This is how you're supposed to live. Not like this. This is how we're supposed to think, talk, and act. Follow these guidelines right here. The shepherd leads is your example. Notice he goes before them. A shepherd is an example, young people, to the sheep. Now, the shepherd ain't perfect. If you look close enough at your pastor, you're going to see some flaws. I said, if you look close enough at your pastor, you're going to see some what? You're going to see some flaws. Nobody perfect. Jesus said there's only one that's perfect, and that's God, right? But the shepherd should be a good example to the flock. Not perfect, but you should see your shepherd, your pastor, striving to imitate the chief shepherd. And as long as the shepherd is imitating the Lord, we should follow his lead. Am I right about it? But then we see that the shepherd not only guides and leads, but he feeds. He feeds. We see that in Jeremiah 3:15. So what does a shepherd do? Guides, leads, and feeds. Boy, that sounds so good. What does a shepherd do? Guides, leads, and feeds. Gonna guide you and try to keep you out of danger. The shepherd knows there's wolves out there, bears out there, lions out there. And sometimes they will try to come and take the sheep out the flock. But when you have a genuine shepherd, he's going to protect that flock. Ooh, I said his rod and his staff is going to protect them sheep. And if you get bit, that shepherd just going to come over there with some oil and just tend to that bite. If you wander off sometime, the shepherd will leave the flock just to go and get that one sheep and say, come on, it's better back over him. Boy, you ought to thank God for a good shepherd. I said, you ought to thank God for a good shepherd that is looking out for your life and for your soul. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd guides, leads, and feeds. Is a shepherd perfect? No. But should you see your shepherd or pastor striving to do the will of God? Yes. And as long as he's imitating Christ, you should imitate him. But what I really want to deal with is the sheep. The second group that Jesus talks about in John 10:4-5. He shifts from talking about the role and responsibility of the shepherd and begins to focus on the sheep. Oh, yeah. That's who we're going to deal with. The sheep represent the people of God. I said the sheep represent the people of God. Let's go to Psalm and let me prove my teaching is correct. Let's go to Psalm 78. Psalm 78:52 reads, but he made his own people go forth like, help me, sheep. Y'all ought to help me a little bit better. But he made his own people go forth like sheep. He describes his people like sheep. Now, you'll hear people say that sheep are dumb. you don't receive that. Sheep are not dumb. Sheep are very intelligent. And they taste good, too. Yeah, lamb tastes real good, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Sheep, according to scripture, have certain qualities and should have a certain mentality. When it comes to being a young person in God, there are just certain qualities that you should have, and your mindset should be different from your peers that don't have a relationship with God. If you got the same mentality as one of your friends that's a sinner, something wrong with your mindset. I said something is wrong with your mindset. Again, we should be distinct in our mentality, how we think, how we solve problems in life. It should be different. Notice John 10 and 4 again. And let's look at this sheep mentality. It's finna get a little tight. Y'all still with me? Jesus says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, verse 4, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The first quality or type of mentality the sheep should have is to follow the shepherd. The shepherd is there to guide, but the sheep have to choose to follow. This is where it gets troublesome. Because not all of God's sheep follow who they should. In the church, but not following who God ordained for you to follow. Young people, listen to me and listen to me good. You need to be peculiar about who you follow. You need to be peculiar about who you pattern your life after. You just don't follow any and everybody. The scripture is clear. His sheep follow him. Tell somebody, say, his sheep. What do? But that's not always the case, even when it comes to young people in God's house. I have seen young people over the years faithful in coming to church. But when you examine their lifestyle, it's obvious they're not following the shepherd the way they should. You got some young people, they follow themselves. Their mindset is, I do what I want to do. I come to the service, but I'm going to do what I want to do. But then you got some young folk, they idolize sinners. They would rather be like a sinner they see on social media or follow that particular sinner that's on their way to hell. Even though they got some nice jewelry and a nice car, they rather follow them than follow who God told them to follow. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Listen to this and let me deal with it. Before you follow anyone, anybody in life, even the preacher, you must consider or look at their lifestyle. Before you just be naive and say you want to be like somebody, look at their lifestyle. Before you follow, help me, anybody. Even when you get to the place to where you start falling in love and you want to get married, put them feelings in check, sister, and say, do I want to follow this man? Do I want to follow this man? Is this man somebody I need to be following? Consider their lifestyle. The Bible says it like this. Consider the outcome of their conduct. Ooh, I got to show it to y'all. Look at Hebrews. Hebrews 13 and 7. See, the shepherd or your pastor is not the only person you can follow in life. You can get close to a classmate, and they got more influence over your life than who you should be following. Somebody you grew up with, a family member, and you can consider them cool. But should you be following them? Hebrews 13, 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you. He says, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Now, here he's talking about a preacher. If you're going to follow a preacher, consider their conduct. Amen. Consider their lifestyle. Are y'all listening, young folk? You don't follow nobody. If you're going to get in the street and be about them streets, you better know what come with it. If you and your partner going to start scamming, if you and old girl going to start hoeing, if you going to start doing this and that, you better sit back and count up the costs and understand what come with it. What come with it? Look at who else been doing it. See how they life turned out, because ain't nothing new under the sun. Sooner or later, you're going to reap what you sow. Consider the outcome. Are you built for prison? Are you ready for that? Because that's what's coming. Can you walk the yard? Can you go defending your sexuality day in and day out? Do you have $30,000 or more for an attorney that may or may not win your case? Consider the outcome. All it takes is one time to get her pregnant. Consider your friend's pullout game. He said he had good pullout game, but he still got her pregnant. Consider the outcome. It can happen to you. Well, I go to church. That can't happen to me. Yes, it can. It can happen. Always consider the outcome of who you're going to follow. Because something coming with it. Look at somebody say, something coming with it. Yeah, something coming with it. And you have to live with the outcome of your choices. If you don't want to follow me and I'm truly your pastor, hey, that's your choice. But you're going to follow somebody. I said, you're going to follow somebody. If you're deciding to get in a homosexual lifestyle, it's your choice. You better know what come with it. I said, you better know what comes with it, brother. Could you imagine? You see all of these commercials about how to live with it. You can take a pill. You can keep a lifestyle. Why they don't tell the whole story? Why they don't talk about men can't hold their own bowels? Because they've been having anal sex so much. Gotta wear a diaper. You ready for that? That's what come with it. Always, young people, consider the outcome. Man, it's just a little weed selling a little weed. You don't know what 2 grams is or less. You don't know. But they got laws set up. If you just got so much weight, you get more years than just having a little bitty old joint. They'll say, you're ready to distribute. And you're like, no, I ain't. But look at the weight of the weed that you got. You better know what comes with smoking, selling, hoeing, all that. Always consider the outcome of someone else's lifestyle. It ain't like what you see on TV. It ain't like that. Look at somebody say, it ain't like what you see on TV. It ain't like that. And this is for somebody who's been following the wrong people. There's this young boy just this past week down, I believe, in Florida. At the time, he was 14 years old. And he had a friend, this girl, who was 13 years old. He stabbed his friend 114 times. Killed him. Died a horrendous death by the hand of her friend. Now get this. The article says that before he did this, he had been talking to his friends about him wanting to kill somebody. He said, I just want to kill somebody. I just want to see them bleed out. I just want to see somebody die. See, when you are following folk, whether it's friends, teammates, or what have you, you better be listening. When folk get to be start talking about stuff, your antennas, your discernment, you need to be like, you know what? This ain't somewhere I need to be. This ain't somebody I need to be with. Because out of the abundance of the heart, young people, the mouth speaks. He just got slapped with life in prison. But this is the lesson. He was talking about what he wanted to do with the people he was hanging with. Why would you keep hanging with somebody that's talking about doing something that you know is wrong? But that's how many times or sometimes I see young people that are brought up in church, they get comfortable. They think they okay. You can't afford to hang with people that you know is leading you down the wrong path. We talked about the other week how in Douglas County, this party got shot up. Y'all remember us talking about that? And so come to find out, they offered, I think, a $30,000 or $40,000 reward for any information. Somebody came forward, gave information, and they started arresting everybody. And the woman that came forth, she said, keep the money. You need to get everybody involved. So my wife was telling me as she was listening to the story, they caught one boy, and he started telling on everybody that was involved. He thought because he was telling on his friends that he was going to get a lighter sentence. He didn't know what came with that. He went down just like everybody else that was involved. Young people, you can be guilty just by your association. You have to have the mindset, I'm not following who God does not want me to follow. Let them talk about me. Let them call me names. I'm going to tell you something that you need to know, and it's some good game for you. Most of the folk in your life right now, they're not going to be there all of your life. So you don't have to live to impress everybody. No. You be peculiar about who you follow. You got to remember, I'm sheep. I'm saved. I'm supposed to follow certain people, mimic certain people, not everybody. I got to stay on the path that God wants me to stay. Amen. Are you with me? And so when you hear messages like this, it should make you examine who you're following. Listen to the shepherd and clean up some stuff. If it's necessary. Am I right about it? Somebody shout, he right about it. Look at this, Proverbs 10 and 4, again. And the sheep follow him, and he tells why, for they know his voice. God wants you to follow somebody that you know. Specifically, you know their voice, their lifestyle, and what they are teaching. If you've been with me for at least a year, you should know me by now. 5 years, you should know me and have watched me, and you should know my lifestyle and what I teach. I'm going to stick to the scripture. Am I right about it? But it's bigger than just your shepherd, young people. You got to understand, celebrities don't know you. They don't know, and they don't care. When you have questions in life, you can try to email them. They ain't getting back with you. You can try to tweet them. When you get problems, when you go through things, they're not going to respond. But you know your shepherd, and you know who your shepherd associates with. It's others here that you should know because you labor among them. These are the ones you need to associate well. How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We got to stick together. Look at somebody say, we got to stick together. Yeah. And see, if your influence is more so coming from folks that are ungodly, your mentality is not where it needs to be. Lord have mercy. I didn't get no help on that, but am I right about it? The sheep follow the shepherd because they know his teaching, his voice. Let's go to Proverbs. I'm about done. Let's go to Proverbs. Let me show you why it's important to know your shepherd. You need to know the voice of your shepherd. You need to pay attention to what you're being taught and put it into what? Into action. Look at Proverbs. Proverbs 11 and 9. This should be our mentality. Look at what the proverb writer says. But through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Your shepherd should be giving you or will be and continue to give you something that's going to cause you to be delivered. If you heard how the Lord was using Minister George about how many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all, well, how does he deliver them according to this verse? With what? Knowledge. With what you're being taught. You have to put it into action. But see, when you listen to these rappers, these celebrities, they're not going to give you what you need to know to be delivered, to prosper, to be protected, to be helped in life. And I'm giving y'all some good stuff on this morning. I amen my own teaching. There's some good teaching. This right here will help you to prosper. If I'm right, somebody shout, he right about it. And so you follow your shepherd because you know his voice. You know his teaching. You know his teaching. You don't know them folk on YouTube and all these videos you watch where you so-called talk about you doing research. You don't know. You don't know. But you know that God's word is guaranteed because all of his promises, they are what? Yes and amen. Look at verse 5. John 10 and 5. So the sheep follow who? The sheep follow who? That's the mentality we should have. That's what I'm trying to train y'all right now. The sheep follow Oprah. The sheep follow the 85 South Show. The sheep follow Spider-Man. Huh? No. Who do the sheep follow? Look at verse 5. Yet they will by no means follow who? Boy, I heard First Lady and Vanika. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him. For they do not know the voice of strangers. So the mentality we should have, we follow the shepherd, but we flee from strangers. You know what a stranger, or one of the definitions or words that's synonymous with the stranger? It's an alien. Somebody that's foreign. Somebody you don't know. You flee from strangers. You got to be to the point to where you have the mentality to where when you hear somebody giving you advice that you be like, no, that don't sound like the word to me. That don't sound like the written or the revealed word that I've been taught. That's how you got to be. You can't be like, oh, yeah, that's good, and shaking your head. I like that. No. Your mentality needs to be, no, that right there don't. I don't know what a verse at, but I done heard it. And that don't sound like what I've been taught. I'm not going to follow that. I'm going to flee. I'm going to leave that alone. That's got to be your mentality. I said that's got to be your mentality. Prayer don't work. Prayer don't work. I heard that man should always pray. No, you ain't talking right. Let me unfollow you. God only say black folk. What? No, let me leave that alone right now. Matter of fact, let me call Pastor. Pastor, I heard this. Where the scripture at to help me understand what's going on? Because you're going to hear stuff, young people. You're going to hear voices. You're going to hear teachings. And it's going to sound so good. But remember Eve. Remember Adam. Adam heeded the voice of his wife and messed up his life. He listened to what his wife was teaching him about what he knew God said, don't do. And see, you're going to be the same way in life. You're going to hear voices. You're going to hear advice. You're going to hear persuasion, teachings. But your mentality needs to be, I flee from strangers. You don't be like, send me a link and let me read some more. No. Get on somewhere. I don't want to have nothing to do with that. That's alien. That's foreign. Isn't it amazing, even from an entertainment standpoint, most alien movies, they want to be friends with kids. E.T. come down. Don't even know E.T. He won't phone home. Oh, I got a phone. No, you're alien. You're not from here. I don't want to be your friend. And that's how the sheep's mindset has to be. Are y'all still with me? Yeah. Because, again, young people, you're going to hear a lot of things that sound good. But your mentality needs to be, if it does not line up with God's word, whether it's written or revealed, I'm not going to be a part of it. You got to get past the beat of the music. What is the voice of this song? What are they trying to teach me to do? What does this drill music want me to do? Shoot up the block? No. It sounds good, but let me leave this alone. What R. Kelly want me to do? I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. No, let me. It sounds good, but let me leave this alone. That's got to be our mentality, young people. And that's how you got to train yourself, even when it comes to your own self. Because how many know we don't need to trust in ourselves? You can mess yourself up. You can hear the voice of your own heart. And that's why Jesus said, if anybody gonna follow me, let him first deny himself. Take up his cross, follow me. And I'm just gonna be honest, there are some things that the chief shepherd and my shepherd tell me that I don't like. I said it publicly. It's just certain things that the Lord and my pastor, they tell me that I just, in and of myself, I don't like it. But I have to learn how to put my desires under subjection and obey that word. You're not going to like everything you hear. And see, we're in the day and time now to where people are heaping to themselves teachers, shepherds, that tell them things that they only want to hear. They got, the Bible says, itching ears. But I'm going to tell it. Whether y'all amen it or not, bring your Bible or not, clap your hands or not, I'm going to tell it. Because at least you'll come before God and say, well, I had one person in my life that did tell me the truth. Woe be unto Baker if he don't preach the gospel. How many understand the mentality of the sheep? Who should we follow? And who should we flee from? Why do we follow the shepherd? Because we know his. And why do we flee from strangers? We don't know they what? We don't know that. Leave them alone. I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for